The following radio program was made possible by partners of Sought Out Global Ministries.
No one else has your relationship with God. No one else has my relationship with God. Intimacy is into me see. And if we dare real relationship with God, we would see love and accept ourselves on a whole nother level. What if we all really believed God's view of us? How would this world look? I think that first step of us and God, and then we are in a solid place, more solid all the time as we're maturing, to go out and affect people around us in that confident, daring relationship.
Honor, accept, and know. This was a prophetic word for 2015 given by Herb Marks recently, about the people of God coming into greater awareness of their identity and in their knowledge of the kingdom. Last week on Sought Out Global Radio, we started this three-part series on the prophetic word for 2015 and covered honor in detail. Today, we dive into accept and find out what it means for each of us in the coming year. Are you ready to walk and accept your God-given identity? Then stay tuned, because that's coming up next on Sought Out Global Radio. And we welcome you back to Sought Out Global Radio. I'm your host, Mark Grote, along with Sought Out Global Ministry leaders, Herb and Bethany Marks. And also joining us on the phone is Diane Fink. Diane Fink is one of the advisory board members of Sought Out Global Ministries. She's also in leadership for the last 26 years with Aglow. And she has authored a book, which you can find on Amazon, which is called True Identity. Welcome to all three of you.
Good to be
Hello.
Here.
Good to be here.
Well, we are picking up where we left off last week on the word that God showed Herb about 2 weeks ago with regard to what is happening in 2015 and what God is showing you and what is ahead. And you were given a really interesting vision, and God spoke to you three words in particular: honor, yes, accept, and know. And we're going to have you take us through that again, and I'm going to replay that testimony that Herb shared with us last week.
I was just pursuing the Lord about what he wanted to share at our regional gathering that took place last Saturday night. And what an evening that was. It was really, really enjoyable. It was powerful. Place was packed, had to bring in more chairs. It just, you know, the excitement and the anticipation was rich. And in pursuit to just inquire of the Lord what his heart would be for that evening, he came with three emphases, but I wasn't expecting what he brought in regards to the fact that it was for the upcoming year. And in that moment when all of a sudden, he began to download. It was one of those moments where his presence came, and I found myself sitting still in this moment of his presence, head slightly bowed in honor, you know, for what he was delivering. And he brought three things for us to really be sure that we're paying attention to for 2015. And so we shared those three items last Saturday night with the crowd, and Diane, whom you're going to be introduced to here or here in just a moment, brought item number two. The three items are, number one, that we be a people that honor. And we're going to dedicate a program just for that the church would continue to lean into and understand at a highly new level the importance of honoring. 2015 is huge for that. And honor is a big topic. Number two was accept. Interesting word. But the word accept really comes around to us standing up and becoming responsible with what we know that God has said to us about us. When Gideon was approached by the angel called him a mighty warrior. with everybody who's listening to my voice right now, there is something that God has dropped in our hearts about what he is saying about us. And Gideon's response came back, you know, he had every excuse in the book why he shouldn't step up to being what God just called him to be. In other words, what God was saying about him. And what is God saying about each one of us? You know, we have to be responsible to that. And it was very clear that for 2015, it's time to stop hedging and step into becoming responsible what he has called us to be. And then he causes it to happen. And number three is knowing. And the word knowing was very interesting because for 2015, the Lord has some strong things to say to us as his people. And 2015 is a year when we seek him while he may be found. Because right now he's clearly saying something about how we're to posture ourselves as his people in 2015. And we're to discover by prayer, taking time, carving our schedules, and changing the priorities in our lives so that we are people seeking God to know what he is saying regarding what we're coming into in this next season.
And that was Herb from last week as we began this series on the word for 2015. So Diane, you had a tremendous word at a recent meeting that was held in Everett at New Life Church there. So if you would, please share with our audience a little bit of what you experienced and what you saw during that meeting.
Well, we're all aware that God spotlights things in the body at different times. And what he has been spotlighting for a number of years now is this whole concept of knowing who we are in Christ, our identity in Christ. And not only knowing our identity, but all the inheritance that goes with that identity. And you almost can't be a word on the internet or go to a conference or hear about a new book that it isn't focused on this whole idea of knowing our identity in Christ. And there's a purpose in God's timing. And I feel like God is saying, it is time. It's time to let go of the past insecurities. It's time to let go of the past woundings and brokenness and really accept who God says you are in this season. You know, so many of us have prophetic words over our lives, and yet what do we do with them? Some of us have even been taught, well, you just put it on the shelf, and if it's God, it'll come to pass, and if it's not God, it won't. Well, when God speaks a prophetic word to us, he is standing in our future, looking at us in our present and saying, this is who you are. This is who you are becoming. So in order to really lay hold of that, we have to accept what he's saying to us, what promises he has given to us. And what do we do with them? It says in 1 Timothy 1:18 that Paul was instructing Timothy concerning the prophecies that were spoken about you by them to wage a good warfare. So he's saying, Timothy, there have been some words spoken over your life. Now I want you to take those words as from me, and I want you to begin to war with them. In those times when the enemy comes with discouragement, in those times when you feel, you know, you get caught in the past and where you've lived your life in the past, in those moments, lay hold of the prophecies and begin to declare them. This is who God says I am. It's not to make them happen. We can't make those things come to pass. Only God can do that. But we often need to remind ourselves of who God says we are and accept who he's calling us to be. That means stepping up into the responsibility of what those words are. And, you know, we can all recognize that there are times when it's easier to get stuck in the past because it's what we know. It's a given. But in this particular season, God is saying, no, it's time for you to step up and allow me to fully bring you into what I have intended. Because, you know, there is a place in God's kingdom and there is a purpose in God's kingdom. that can only be fulfilled by you. I can't fulfill your place in the kingdom. You know, Herb can't fulfill your place in the kingdom if you're listening to me. Only you can. So it's critical that we step up into the responsibility and lay hold of what God's saying to us. You know, now there are seasons of our lives where it's necessary to process and deal with the things that have happened in our past. That's part of the process of growing and maturing in Christ. But it's also possible to get stuck digging around in the dirt of the past and not move forward into what God intends. There's a passage in Isaiah 28 where Isaiah says, "Listen and hear my voice." This is the Lord speaking. Does the plowman keep plowing all day to plow? Does he keep turning over the soil and breaking up the clouds? When he's leveled the surface, doesn't he sow black cumin and doesn't he scatter cumin? Doesn't he plant wheat in rows? Doesn't he plant barley in its appointed place? What that's saying is there's a time for digging up the claws and breaking up the ground of your heart and allowing God to bring healing to you in those places of brokenness and trauma. But there also comes a time when God has brought the healing that you need to step into planting the seed, because the seed is about the harvest. Planting the cumin, planting the wheat, planting the barley, that's about the future harvest. And if you're constantly digging around in the soil of the past, you won't be able to see the seed coming forth that's for the harvest, because God has a place for you in his coming harvest, and we need to embrace that. We need to accept what he's saying about it.
That's a good word. So me, that really speaks a lot. And I mean, when you talk, you said a lot there, right there, about identity and really understanding who God has called us to be. And God believes, I think, more in our future identity than we do. We don't believe that we are, you know, that that we can be everything that God says we can. And so we don't we live from a poverty spirit. And so we live from lack and not from, you know, this idea of fullness. So God lives between the now and the not yet. And we live between the now and the already lived. And we always turn and look, as Graham Cook likes to say, it's the difference between present past and present future. And we live present past often with our mindset about ourselves and not present future.
I used an illustration on Saturday night that's very visual. When they train baby elephants for the circus, what they do is they take that 300-pound baby elephant and they put a chain on its ankle and a stake in the ground. And that baby elephant will tug and tug and tug to try and get away from the stake in the ground. And they will do it over and over and over. Thousands of times, this little elephant will tug at that stake to try and get free. But there comes a point when his elephant memory kicks in and he realizes he's never going to get free from that stake in the ground. And what happens then is that a full-grown, 2-ton, 3-ton elephant is held by a stake in the ground that is the same size as it was when he was 300 pounds. And all it would take is one small flick of that grown elephant's foot and he would be free. But he doesn't. That's what we do with living present past. We continue to be affected in our present by the things that have happened to us in the past. So we're, in a sense, chained to a stake in our past when the blood of Christ has already severed that chain and has freed us completely to move forward into the future. So it takes a turning of our mindset. It takes a choice to let go of the past. It takes a choice to face the future and become who God says we are, and to accept the things that he has declared over our lives. And I feel like we are in a season where it's time. I just recently returned from Oman, and while I was there, I was given a word that I felt was personal for me, but I feel like it's also for us as a people. The word to me was, the wait is over. And it went right into my heart, because every one of us have been waiting for the fulfillment of those prophetic words. We have been waiting for the promises of God. And he is saying, the wait is over. I was coming home, and I was traveling through Newark, and I was in line to go through customs in Newark, and there was a big long line, but I made one turn through the line, and right in front of me there was a big sign, and it said, the wait is over. So, you know, when God says something once, we listen, but when he says it again, he's wanting to make a point. And yeah, I believe that he is saying to us as a people, the wait is over. So stop hesitating in the old identity of the past.
Come on.
And step into and accept who God says you are now, and begin walking into the future. Because as I said, no one else can take your place in the kingdom, and no one else can fulfill your dreams, your purposes. Think about this. Imagine that there may be nations changed because you lived your dream and your purpose in God. Just imagine that. Imagine what God can do. So for someone who's listening and this is really going into your heart today, I want to encourage you, get out the prophetic words that have been spoken over your life. Get out the scriptural promises that God has made to you over the years, and begin to go before the Lord, take them before the Lord and say, Lord, you said. You said. Now I want to begin to see it. The waiting is over. And war with the words that have been spoken over you, like it says in Timothy.
Yes, yeah.
We're to be an active participant in God's purposes in our life, not just a casual observer of our lives. And taking this and accepting what God says is part of that being activated into what he has for us.
So
it's a crucial time.
So powerful. Crucial time is so right. Diane, you're part of the intercessory team for Sought Out Global. And while you were in Oman, our team was praying, and one of the strong emphases that came to us as a united group was, now is the time. And that while you were there, you know, and we were praying here, you know, ultimately the same emphasis, now is the time, the wait is over, and it has begun. And it's kind of like, what's begun? Because that was one of the words that came to us while we were seeking the Lord. And I heard, it has begun. And that's a strong, I mean, it would send a huge question mark into the air, you know, and that came to us a couple of weeks ago. But when these three items lined up and came, as I shared at the beginning of the radio show, what's begun? It's begun for the church for 2015 to reach out and lay hold of, and for us, the things he's spoken to us. I'm sure he's speaking more, but fact is that he gave us three, so we're laying hold of these three. It's begun because he is on the move, and I think we can safely say that there's a type of move that he's beginning to introduce to his people, that for those who would seek him while he may be found, Scripture says that he's going to be revealing this next season, where we position ourselves to capture and to go with what he's wanting to do in the earth in this hour, especially for America. Mm-hmm. Bethany, you've been sitting and listening to this now for several minutes. What do you feel like the listeners need to hear about their identity?
I want us to all be reminded, accept is truly about this. No one else has your relationship with God. No one else has my relationship with God. Intimacy is into me see. And if we dare real relationship with God, we would see love and accept ourselves on a whole nother level. What if we all really believed God's view of us? How would this world look?
Mm-hmm.
I think that first step of us and God, and then we are in a solid place, more solid all the time as we're maturing, to go out and affect people around us in that confident, daring relationship.
You know, one thing God showed me a while ago was about receiving and what it means to receive something, that it's an active verb, that we are to apprehend something. It's like a starving man being fed a banquet at a banquet table. He's not about to sit down and lay the napkin on his lap. He is going to dive in to that food. And one of the things that's really great about the word accept is that it's the ready reception of what is offered. Ready reception of what is offered. So there is a positioning involved here, isn't there?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know, in my own life, oh my goodness, in 1993, I was given a prophetic word by a well-known prophet. If I said her name, you would know who it was. But at any rate, when she was giving me this big word, she said, you know, you have, in a sense, made mental assent to this call on your life, but you haven't embraced it as who you are. And it had to do with being a prophet. And, you know, it took me a lot of years in breaking out of the mindsets of the past to say, okay, Lord, this is indeed what you're saying over my life. And it was a process. And, you know, our prophetic words don't come to pass instantly. God usually grows us into them, you know. And there came a time, though, and it's been probably 10 years ago now, where the Lord confronted me and said, okay, how many times do I need to speak this to you? Yeah. And I said, all right, Lord.
Yeah, yeah.
I position myself before you. Mm. As your prophet. And it was all about positioning. It didn't mean I was going to run out and do anything with it. I was simply saying, Lord, I position myself before you your prophet.
Diane, that's so good.
It's very, very important to position ourselves.
Yes. And as you mentioned, one of the things that the Lord has emphasized, if we were to look at Ephesians 4:11 of the fivefold, then the prophetic side of the office, I think, that you stand in. I've known you for many years, and you're one of the most integral people I know. And also, you hear clearly, you know, and I just encourage you as a team player with you, Diane, that what you see and the sense that you carry for the pulse of the body of Christ is accurate and true, and we just couldn't encourage you more in that regard. But you're leading the way, and the book that you've written, you know, is awesome, and just so encourage you in that way.
Thank
people,
you.
Yes, yeah, and we look forward to much time of ministry ahead. I think the Lord is encouraging us to stop hedging and to step into with responsibility and believing God with what he has said. Because if we lay hold of what he has said, then his miracle working power causes a continuation of the transformation into. And if you remember Gideon, the angel came, Gideon made all these excuses why he's not what the angel said that God was saying he is, mighty warrior. Mm-hmm. And we need to stop with the excuses and step into it. Because the Lord is using a people to touch other people for his sake, but with his identity and with his strength.
Dare real relationship with God.
Yeah.
So good. Diane, thank you so much for joining us on Sought Out Global Radio. It was exciting to have you here with us and to have you share what God has been showing to you about believers today in walking in fullness and walking in their identity. It truly was a powerful time. Thank you so much.
Oh, well, thank you, all of you. It was a joy to be with you, and just love what God is doing through Sought Out Global. And I'll just put a plug in. If you would go to the website and find out where the home encounters are, you will be truly blessed if you come to any of our home encounters.
Thank you, Diane. What a blessing it was to have you along with us on the program today to help explain the idea of accepting what God has to say about each of us. Remember, this is a three-part series, so be sure to tune in next week as we cover the third word for 2015, to know. That's all the time we have for today. For Herb and Bethany Marks, I'm Mark Grote. Join us again next week right here on Sought Out Global Radio.
The preceding program was made possible by partners of Sought Out Global Radio, calling you into greatness. If you would like to sign up to become partners with Sought Out Global Radio, you can do that at soughtoutglobal.com.